Senate, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 119th Psalm we hear, sustain me according to your promise, that I may live and not be disappointed in my hope. We know our needs, O God, for life has taught us that we cannot walk alone. So be with us, Lord, to help us, to guide us, and to comfort us in all the changes and chances of life that brings to us. And may we return home safely to be with those we love and give thanks for them and your gracious gifts to us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keaveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones,
Senator from Lawrence, Senator from the 10th, Senator from Monroe. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 48th day, Wednesday, April 7th, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment, President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gock offered the following prayer. A man's heart is right when he wills what God wills. Thomas Aquinas. Our Father, you have blessed us with ideals that haunt us and noble desires which move us to do what you desire of us. Keep us from anything that keeps us from making the ideal into the real, from the laziness that will not make an effort or idleness which loves to do nothing. Keep us, O Lord, from procrastination, which puts things off until it is too late ever to do them, and from a lack of perseverance, which gives up too easily. So grant us a vision of your holy will and to make that vision into the real. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a very, very special guest here, and if he would stand up, his name is Daniel Huffman. He goes by Danny, and he was one of the nominees for Mental Health Champion. He's accompanied by his mother, Joyce Huffman, from Warrensburg, and his supervisor, Shirley Beaker, and he works and does a lot of great things at the Warrensburg Sheltered Workshop. He's had an exciting 2 days here. He's been to the Senate, met a lot of senators, been all over the Capitol. But his highlight of the trip is meeting Kermit Miller. So I'd like for the Senate to welcome Danny and his friends.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, have a special guest. I would like my members of the Senate to take note that today we are honored by the presence of Missouri's Teacher of the Year, who hails from Lee Summit at Bernard Campbell Middle School. Our Teacher of the Year, Suzanne Mitko, who I'm going to have stand up in just a moment, has been teaching for 18 years. And if you spend any time with Suzanne, you're going to understand why she's Teacher of the Year. She has a great deal of passion. She has a passion for excellence in the classroom. She is highly esteemed in our community and is going to represent our state and the Lee Summit School District quite well all over this country as Missouri's Teacher of the Year. And I would ask that Ms. Mitko stand up and we would give her appreciation for her.
Let's all welcome the Teacher of the Year to the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, Kermit Miller, who has been already recognized, has been given permission to take pictures here today. And also, Mr. President, I would like to introduce the doctor of the day on your left and my right from Washington County, Potosi, Missouri, Dr. Terpstra, who is also my treasurer of my campaign. So we appreciate him coming up.
Let's welcome the doctor of the day from Potosi, Missouri, to the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 5th.
Introduction of very special guest, Mr. President. In the upper gallery behind us, we have Mr. Lee Fetter, president of St. Louis Children's Hospital, and other friends, advocates, and staff from St. Louis Children's Hospital. They have been ranked by Parents Magazine as one of the top five in the country for medical services to our children in the St. Louis area, and I'm glad to have them in my district. I would like for the Senate to welcome them on their advocacy day here in the Capitol, and I'm sure they'll be around to visit everyone. Thank you.
We're delighted to welcome the guests of the Senator from the 5th to the Capitol today. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. What? The Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you seek recognition? Send it forward. You think it's concurrent? Senator, is your resolution a resolution or a concurrent resolution?
Mr. President, I think I may have gotten in a hurry. It is a concurrent resolution, so I may need to wait.
Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Clay has one, and it is at the dais.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a concurrent
care
resolution.
To explain?
Mr. President, this has to do with Taiwan and their observer status with regard to civil aviation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Concurrent resolution, Senator from the 5th.
Mr. President, concurrent resolution.
Send it forward.
Just a simple resolution that has to do with President Cassino remaining in the city of St. Louis. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further concurrent resolutions, Senator from the 2nd.
Mr. President.
Send it forward. Care to explain, Senator?
Rejection of a UN treaty for the rights of the child. Thank you, Mr. President.
Concurrent resolutions. The Senator from Boone.
Consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed with your introduction.
Thank you, Mr. President. Slowly filing in here on my right, your left, are the fourth graders from Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Columbia with their teacher, Jen Pierce. She brings them down, the fourth graders down every year, does a great job. I think they learn a lot about their government when they're down here and the history of the state of Missouri, and I'd ask that the body make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome all the guests of the Senator from Boone to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from St. Francis.
From the House.
No messages from the House at this time.
Then let's take us to the order of business of the formal calendar, third reading of Senate Bill 976.
Third reading of Senate Bills, formal calendar, Senate Bill 976. The Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 976 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us for third reading.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 976 be read the third time and placed upon its final passage. Mr. President, this deals with creating a fund that we're using in the appropriations process, that if the state were to receive money in the Race to the Top education competition grant, the money would flow into this fund, so then it could be appropriated out by thereby regaining the legislative control. That's all it does, Mr. President. I'll gladly answer any questions. If not, I will renew my motion.
Senator from Monroe, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from second.
Does the senator from the second yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, I just wanted to, and what you're trying to do in creating this fund is actually put a lot of the control back within the legislative body to administer the funds to where they would go to. That is correct. He says the way it's set up now, if the state were to receive funding through this, it would bypass the legislature, go right to wherever the different places. It's the same thing we did with the stimulus. We created a stabilization fund and a stimulus fund, so any money would come through the appropriations process, thereby regaining a legislative control, and then we would disperse out of that.
And that the money would have flowed, and it would have probably would have gone to DESE, and then DESE would have doled that. DESE would have doled it out.
DESE would have doled it out. Some could have maybe gone just directly to various different programs or school districts.
Well, I think I appreciate you bringing this in front of us to put that control back in front of this body and where we can have a good dialogue about how we feel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator from the second renews his motion that Senate Bill number 976 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Bill 976, an act relating to the Race to the Top program with an emergency clause. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Stoddard. Senator from Nottoway. Senator from St. Clair. Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th votes aye. By your vote of 29 aye, 1 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. The senator from the 24th, senator from the 24th would like to make a motion for the emergency clause. I'm sorry, the second, senator from the second. Senator from the second, recognized for motion on the emergency clause. Senator from the second moves an emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones,
Senator from St. Francis. Senator from St. Francis, aye. By your vote of 30 aye, 1 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to request unanimous consent for the introduction of special guests.
Seeing no objections, introduce your guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, I'm honored to have two friends visiting from St. Peter's. They are Daryl and Carol Levy. Daryl was recently selected as the Missouri State Track Coach of the Year. He's a coach at Hazelwood East. He was also selected as the Midwest National Federation of High School Athletics Coach of the Year. And Carol is one of our fine graduates of the University of Missouri, Kansas City. I would ask that my colleagues please make them feel welcome.
Great. With the guests of the Senator from the 23rd, please stand and let's recognize them. Thanks for coming to the Senate. Senator from Monroe, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, you're not consent to make a special announcement.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Yes, while we have a good delegation in the body with us today, I want to mention that the Sportsman's Caucus annual trap shoot will be next Monday evening upon adjournment. It'll be at the United Sportsman's Club out south of town, and so hopefully next Monday evening, if we can bring your shotgun. Yeah, shells will be provided. If you want to be a target, I guess come on out early and we'll get you out there. Thank you.
Senator from the 7th, for what purpose do you rise?
Seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
I think they are up there, but I know they are in the Capitol, and I want them to stand if they're here. The homeschool girls basketball team for age 16, they are the national champions, and they are with us today, and if they are up there somewhere, if they will stand. Oh, they're over here. Oh, well, good. That's even better. Congratulations, ladies. Thank you, Mr. President.
With the guests of the Senator, please rise and let's recognize them. Thanks for coming to Jeff City. On the formal calendar, third reading of Senate bills, Senate Bill 971. Senate Bill 971. Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 971 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that Senate Bill 971 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this is the cord blood bill that establishes that the Department of Health and Senior Services would make available on their website information to parents across the state of Missouri on cord blood donations and banking, and it would allow for physicians across our state to provide this information to parents at no cost. It is certainly an issue that we would be the 19th state, Mr. President, to establish this, and it would save money and lives. And with that, Mr. President, I would entertain any questions or renew my motion.
Senator from the 1st moves that Senate Bill 971 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, senators recognize the close.
I close.
Senator from the 1st renews his motion that Senate Bill 971 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 971, an act relating to cord blood banking. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from St. Francis. Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 13th. Senator from 13th votes yes. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hear no objection. Let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. On the formal calendar, third reading of Senate bills. Senate bills, Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 826. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, would you temporarily place this on the informal calendar? And I'd like to also say that for the Senator from Monroe, that should be the sportsman carcass, not the caucus.
Thank you, Senator. That will that bill will be placed on the informal calendar. On the formal calendar, third reading of Senate bills, Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 808. Senate Bill 808. Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I move, just a second. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 808 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 808 is the bill involving the public administrators. I will be apt to yield to any questions.
The Senator from the 11th moves that Senate Bill 808 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Do any senators desire to be heard on the motion? Senator from Holt, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from the 11th.
Senator, yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Can you give us a little bit more detail?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the bill
for
the public administrators.
I'm sorry. I was in the middle of conversation. Senator, this bill, currently the public administrators are already doing this training. They were inadvertently left out of the statute some years ago. There is no cost to this. It also makes an additional change to where the statute says that they have to do this training in classrooms. This allows them to do it in other settings, just like other professional organizations. They are currently doing this training anyway, and they pay for it. There's no fiscal note to it. This was a consent bill that was knocked off the consent calendar.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, the Senator from the 11th is recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator from the 11th renews his motion that Senate Bill 808 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 808, an act relating to public administrators. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 24th. Senator from Stoddard.
Aye.
By your vote of 31 aye, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. On the formal calendar, third reading of Senate bills, Senate Bill number 877. Senator from the 4th.
I move that Senate Bill number 877 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, this is a bill I worked with at the Division of Family Services. It's in response to an audit report. The problem we're trying to fix is the automated child support collection system doesn't automatically turn off when the child is emancipated. It also has a list of amendment cleanups. We're removing some obsolete language. We're clarifying judicial orders versus administrative orders. And the senator from the 1st has added an amendment that requires documentation for verification of income and the clarification for awarding child support. And with that, Mr. President, if there are no other questions, I would be open for questions.
Thank you. Senator from the 4th moves that Senate Bill 877 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, the senators recognize the close.
Mr. President, if there are no other questions, I'd move that Senate Bill number 877 be third read and finally passed.
Senator from the 4th renews his motion that Senate Bill 877 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 877, an act relating to child support. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keviney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Boone. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, why don't you take us to the order of business of House bills on third reading, informal calendar, HB 1442.
On the informal calendar, House bills for third reading, House Bill 1442, Senator from Jasper.
I would move that the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1442 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Jasper.
Mr. President, I have a Senate substitute. I'll move the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute, and then I have a Senate substitute.
Senator from Jasper moves the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. And would you please send the floor substitute forward?
I will send it forward. The copies of the substitute have been distributed. I would request a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. And you've moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
I would Senator now move the adoption of the Senate substitute. And the underlying bill here was the tax stacking fix after considerable conversation with the senator from Cape. We have come to an agreement to replace that language with language which simply puts a loser pay provision on any litigation challenging the tax stacking that has been done under advice from the Department of Revenue. Additionally, there is language that mirrors the Senator from Andrews' language on sale for resale, which we just passed, I think this week. And there's an additional section dealing with similar resale tax provisions that apply to Expedia, which result in double taxation. And the rest of the substitute, basically, and when the rest of the House version are a series of local tax election authorizations that were added to the tax stacking provisions. And I believe there is a major amendment that is to be proposed by the Senator from Franklin. And Mr. President, I would inquire of the Senator from Franklin at this time.
The Senator from Jasper would like to inquire of the Senator from Franklin. Does Senator from Franklin yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I understand you've worked with a number of senators that have amendments they'd like
yes.
to be considered, and you've created a universal or global amendment that you'd like to offer. And
that's a good term. I've never had a global amendment before. I'm on new ground here.
Well, Senator, this would be a good time for you to offer your amendment, and so I'll conclude my inquiry.
Senator, I want to thank you for your cooperation too.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I have an amendment. It has been distributed. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the amendment forward.
And I would like to move the adoption of the amendment.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Franklin.
What we tried to do last night, and I appreciate the Senator from Jasper, when I saw the substitute and it had all the little local options, tourism taxes and things like that, then I went to the Senator from Jasper and I asked him if I could add some non-controversial local taxes that we had in Senate Bill 580, the omnibus bill, in the House, they're going to strip all those out, I think. I think that's what they're going to do, and I'm going to have to fight them over that to get them back in. So what I thought it would do is take the non-controversial local taxes that everybody added here and take, like the Senator from Jasper said, a global amendment, put them all into one. We had one, and other senators came. They had some stuff they wanted. So that is what you have there. Everybody should have a cover sheet of what these little local option amendments, these taxes are. But anything that had any controversy to it, we decided not to go there and leave it out. But I would move for the adoption of the amendment. I would entertain any questions. If not, I renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin moves the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Substitute for House Bill 1442. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Franklin moves the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Substitute for House Bill 1442. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment number 1. Senator from the 2nd, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment. It has been distributed. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the amendment forward. Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the same language on a bill we've passed out of here already. This is a consent bill from last year that didn't make it through the process. Simply says that when you appear before the State Tax Commission, you may at one time request a change of hearing officer, whether or not you've had a conflict with this person or you keep getting the same one. At one time, you may make a request to have a change of hearing officer when you appear before the State Tax Commission. That's all it does, Mr. President. I'll gladly answer any questions. If not, I would renew my motion.
Senator from the 2nd moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator from the 2nd is recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator from the 2nd moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2 for Senate Substitute for House Bill 1442. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment number 2. Further discussion? Seeing none, the senator from Jasper is recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion for the adoption of the Senate substitute as amended.
Senator from Jasper moves the adoption of Senate substitute as amended for House Bill 1442. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate substitute as amended for House Bill 1442. Senator from Jasper.
Mr. President, if there's no further inquiry, then I would move the that the Senate substitute as amended for House Bill 1442 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage.
Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
I would like to inquire of the senator from Jasper.
Does the senator from Jasper yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
I have an amendment, I think, being drafted to this. Do I have an amendment being drafted to this?
The senator from Buchanan still has the floor.
Seek unanimous consent to stand at ease.
See no objection. We will stand at ease. The Senate is back in session. Senator from Buchanan.
All my needs have been satisfied.
I'd like to inquire the senator from Buchanan, but probably shouldn't. The senator from Jasper has moved that House Bill 1442 with Senate substitute with amendments be read a third time and be brought forward for final passage. Senator from Jasper.
I close.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Jasper?
I still close.
Senator from Jasper closes. Senator from Buchanan?
Mr. President, will you please refer that piece of legislation to the Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight Committee?
That bill will be referred to the GAFO Committee. That bill will be referred. Government Accountability and Financial Oversight Committee. Fiscal. They will be referred there. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, let's go to the order of business of reports from standing committees.
Reports from standing committees. Scrappy. I probably need that. Senator from Buchanan.
I have a report from your governmental accountability and fiscal. No. I have a report from your gubernatorial appointments committee.
Please send the report forward.
Well, would seek unanimous consent for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Buchanan.
Okay, now, Mr. President, would seek unanimous consent to take the report and all the gubernatorial appointments in one vote.
Seeing no objections, all the gubernatorial appointments will be taken in one vote.
And, Mr. President, now I would move that the Senate adopt the committee report giving its advice and consent to the slate of appointees.
Senator from Buchanan moves the Senate adopt the committee report for the gubernatorial appointment committee. Is there any discussion? Any discussion?
You good?
Do we close? So hearing none, Senator from Buchanan.
I close.
Senator from Buchanan closes for the adoption of the gubernatorial appointments committee, and one vote would be for all the nominees. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the gubernatorial appointments committee report.
We are on the order of business. Reports from standing committees. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 940, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, to which was referred Senate Bill 1016, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Vogel, Chairman.
Senator from Green, do you have a report?
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Families, and Seniors has a report.
Senate forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Mental Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred Senate Bill 1007, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Champion, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report. I'd like to send the report forward.
Send it forward. Senator from the 8th, it appears this is the second week in a row that your production levels have fallen.
About that, but I take full responsibility.
It's good government,
less regulation. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 1014, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 1741 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Bartle, Chairman.
Sir, from Webster.
Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a very short report.
Send forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agricultural, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1840, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Clemens, Chairman.
Senator from the 11th.
President, your Committee on Progress and Development has a rebooted report.
Send that report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, to which was referred House Bill 1268, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Bill 1336 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Bill 1691 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Bill 1677 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 1778 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Callahan, Chairman.
Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 1057, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Joint Resolution 44 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
Senator from Atchison. I always forget Atchison.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Send it forward.
It is on its way, Mr. President. As it is being sent forward, I think that as we enter the final weeks, it's appropriate to honor the good work that is being done by those folks below you. I just don't feel like we have taken the appropriate time to thank the Secretary of the Senate this year. And I'm going to fix that over the next 5 weeks.
So, how's it work? You do that, and I get the look. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2198, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis. What's your pleasure?
Mr. President, I'd like to, without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements, if you'll recognize me for announcement.
Announcements, Sir St. Francis.
Thank you. Just to give you an idea of what we're at here, we're trying to break early for the Appropriations Committee to finish their work. To give you an idea of what we're going to do next week, depending upon how they progress, they could have the bills ready Monday afternoon if they get it done. If they don't, we will work for a couple hours and give them a couple hours to get the bills ready, and then I will keep the floor open to take those bills in so that we can work on them later in the week on the appropriation process. So we're going to have to play it by ear, depending upon how far they get today, how far they get Monday afternoon, and then if need be, how far they get Monday night. But we will go ahead and keep the session open. That would be the intent. Monday we will try to work on possibly third reading the bill that we skipped over today and go to the pensions plan of the senator from Cape to discuss that. That would be as we're speaking right now. We're going to go to second readings for House bills and Senate bills, which won't require any votes from you. So I just thought I'd make that announcement. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Further announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Yes, Mr. President, could you take us to House bills for second reading?
How about we do Senate bills
or
for second reading?
You want to do Senate bills for second reading first?
First, and then I need a presiding officer.
Then you what? Yeah, he's ready. Four's been.
We'll have to make the appropriation stuff early if we come in at three. So it's when you give them the time.
Senator from St. Francis. Start.
Yes, Mr. President, we're going to go to second readings of Senate bills.
Order of business is second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Buchanan.
Before we do that, I would need you to refer Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 56, the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Shall be referred.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 45.
Senate Joint Resolution 45, a joint resolution relating to the State Board of Education.
General Laws.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, we'll go to the order of business of second readings of House bills.
Order of business is second reading of House bills. Senator from Buchanan.
House Bill 2114.
House Bill 2114, an act relating to prisoner of war and missing in action designations.
Veterans Affairs, House Committee Substitute House Bill 1898.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1898, an act relating to the Women's Heart Health Program.
Health, House Bill 2317.
House Bill 2317, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state properties.
General Laws, House Committee Substitute House Bill 1848.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1848, an act relating to the Urban Farming Task Force.
Agriculture, House Bill 1640.
House Bill 1640, an act relating to county court municipal judges.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, House Bill 1894.
House Bill 1894, an act relating to collection of payment for certain mental health services.
Health. House Bill 2294.
House Bill 2294, an act relating to political party emblems on ballots.
Financial, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1747.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1747, an act relating to animal agriculture.
Agriculture, House Bill 1372.
House Bill 1372, an act relating to telecommunications.
Commerce, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1965.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1965, an act for the sole purpose of repealing expired, sunset, terminated, ineffective, or obsolete statutes.
General Laws, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1806.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1806, an act relating to county classification.
Jobs, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1893.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1893, an act relating to the distribution and use of gaming funds.
What bill did you just read?
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1893.
General Laws. House Bill 2220.
House Bill 2220, an act relating to the oath of an election judge.
Financial, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 2297.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2297, an act relating to the establishment of the Kansas City Zoological District.
Jobs.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Do we have any messages from the House?
Do we have
any messages from the governor? All right, then, Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that we stand adjourned until Monday, April 12th at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, 4 p.m., April 12th. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, say no. The yeses appear to have it. The yeses do have it. Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, April 12th at 4 p.m.